Veronica Carter died last year in Tempe, Arizona at age 86. Tyler Beaumont held my gaze as he whispered, "Who the hell are you?" The bouquet I'd caught at my friend Brittany's wedding an hour earlier lay scattered on the flagstone courtyard. I should have been at her reception, dancing, laughing, and doing my level best to forget the man standing before me. We weren't meant to be. How many friggin' signs from the universe did I need before I got the message? Tyler didn't want me, at least not for anything more than a quick roll in the hay. I'd been a convenient substitute for the woman he truly wanted. Heart sore, I'd returned to the Davis campground to recharge, only to be ambushed by Crestmont's finest. I searched those captivating hazel eyes. Heat swamped me as our gazes locked. Yet I spied no memory that he had been inside of me. Did he not remember what happened the day I drove him home from the bar? If not, why did he look so desperate to learn a truth that was none of his fucking business? "You're hurting me." My tone remained cool as I glanced down at where he gripped my arms. Tyler loosened his hold, but didn't release me. "Who are you?" "When in doubt, obfuscate." "Did it ever occur to you that there might be more than one Veronica Carter in the world?" "With your social security number," he countered. "Damn." I raised my chin. "Are you accusing me of identity theft?" Tyler's brows drew together. He shook his head and let his hands fall away. "I'm not accusing you of anything. I'm asking you to trust me." "My trust is hard won," I murmured. "I don't give it away for free." Something that looked like pity flashed across his face, but he sobered before I could call him on it. "Just tell me one thing. Does Brittany know who you really are?" "Yes." It was true. My friend knew me better than anyone besides my grandmother. One golden blonde brow arched up. "Your real name?" I gestured to the nearby rosebush. "What's in a name? That which we call a rose by any other name would smell just as sweet." "Romeo and Juliet," Tyler murmured. I was surprised the good old boy from Crestmont, North Carolina, would pick up on my literary reference. "Very good, Officer Beaumont. And to this day, I think Shakespeare's point stands. Names are a construct for identification, not a yoke to be saddled around one's neck. Without names, our society would devolve into chaos," he murmured. With my index finger, I flicked the badge pinned to his uniform. "Would that be so bad?" "Yes." Tyler opened his mouth, apparently ready to say more, when his cell phone rang. "Excuse me a moment." Well, it could have been worse. He could have mammed me. I'd learned a long time ago that men who used the word ma'am often substituted it for, "you difficult bitch." I turned away, giving him the illusion of privacy. Not that I could lose track of Tyler's overwhelming presence. He smelled incredible, like a redwood forest after a rainstorm. Considering the nearest redwoods were several thousand miles away, and the one time I'd been to his house, I'd found nothing even close to that alluring scent in his medicine cabinet, I had to assume his fragrance was all natural. If my adrenaline hadn't been up, I would have loved to shut my eyes and breathe him in. Doing so would be dangerous, though. I needed to stay sharp. "I'll be right there, sir," Tyler murmured into the phone and hung up. "Your secret, Dom?" I nodded at the phone. His full lips didn't twitch. "That was Crestmont's chief of police. I need to get back to the station." My stomach twisted. Did he plan to do anything with the information he'd unearthed?